the more we are able to understand this connection and take on practices that support our lymphatic function, the better able we are to feel revitalized and energized in our bodies. This can support us to feel clear in our mind, have enough energy to get through the day. Welcome to the Embodied Woman podcast with me, Rebecca Wilson. An embodied experiential space for you to drop deep into the wealth of wisdom within your being and activate a fuller, richer you. I am a feminine awakener, thought leader, embodied business doula, sacred business midwife, healer, and all-round medicine woman. I am here to guide women deeper into their essence and power, to activate their life force, awaken pleasure, and support them to live an embodied life. I will help you birth your visions, dreams, creations, desires, and sacred business into the world from an easeful, embodied, and rooted place within. My work supports women to become more available for life, love, relationship, connection, creation, pleasure, and wealth. I will activate you into self-leadership and self-mastery to truly live an embodied and awakened life. Welcome on the journey, my love. Hello, love. Welcome back to the Embodied Woman podcast. It's great to have you here. So today's episode, we are diving deep into a topic that I have been a little bit obsessed with recently. It's definitely something that I have been supporting for myself and my own body. And I wanted to create this podcast episode about this topic as it's something that I have been watching and witnessing many women that are in my space, both the group mentorship and individual mentorships with me, traversing their pathways of healing and awakening and opening the lymphatic system in their body, and just how deeply connected our mineral reservoirs and reserves are to support our lymph and, yeah, it being in its most optimum and vital state. There's a really deep connection for me as well within the lymphatic system and the feminine, something that on a more energetic and esoteric level, I have been just sitting with and exploring in my own body and witnessing also again reflected by the women in my world. And just feeling into how the lymph being this kind of intricate and interconnected system in our body that when in an optimum state is one of flow, fluidity, ease, and they all represent to me a very much embodied feminine energy or just the feminine in general. I'm often pulled to the visualization of like water, running rivers or moving water when I think about the lymph. And that also really connects me into feeling into that feminine energy and the feminine flow that is, yes, our deep and innate essence. So the lymphatic system and minerals are deeply connected. The lymphatic system is connected to a fine-tuned balance of electrolytes and minerals within the body. There is a deeply connected and essential relationship between our lymph and our mineral status. And hopefully, throughout this podcast, you will be able to receive an information to be better equipped to understand how the lymph and minerals work together in your body to offer you to live in a state of flow, ease, vitality, and in optimum function. So first of all, let's explore the lymphatic system. So the lymph system is a complex network of vessels, nodes, and organs that work together in our bodies to transport lymph fluid throughout our body. Lymph is a clear, colourless fluid that contains white blood cells, proteins, and waste products. The lymph is part of our detoxification system and elimination system in our bodies. It serves many vital roles and functions. It supports our immune system. So the lymph nodes in our body act as filters. They trap harmful pathogens and toxins, whilst the white blood cells work to neutralize them. The lymph also supports fluid balance in our bodies. It helps us to maintain correct fluid balance in the body by collecting excess tissue fluid and returning it into the bloodstream. The lymph is also responsible for nutrient transport. So the lymphatic vessels transport essential nutrients, including minerals, from the digestive system to various tissues. How is the lymphatic system and minerals connected? Well, they're deeply interconnected. And minerals and the lymph have many different functions that they work together to perform in the body. So if you're new here, just a brief cap around what minerals are. They are essential nutrients that play fundamental roles in various bodily functions, often divided into two categories: macro minerals, which we require in large amounts, and micro minerals, which we need in smaller amounts. Some of the most crucial minerals, which are the electrolytes for our body, are calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium. So let's explore these four electrolytes. Calcium is a macro mineral. It's not only vital for strong bones and teeth, like we've most likely can connect the dots there. It's something that's often, you know, very much spoken about and understood. But it also is responsible and crucial for the proper blood clotting and muscle function in our bodies. Calcium levels are closely regulated within the body, and the lymphatic system plays a role in this regulation. The lymph carries calcium to cells, where it is needed to help remove excess calcium from the bloodstream, which prevents calcification and allows everything to, if it has moved from its rightful place, its needed place, to move it back to the place in which it is in its most optimal state and form and can do its job the best way it knows how. And then we move into magnesium. So magnesium is involved in numerous amounts of biochemical reactions and physiological responses in our bodies. The lymphatic system aids in the distribution of magnesium cells, which ensures that we have optimal muscle and nerve function. It also has the very big job of controlling blood glucose levels and is also vital for bone and teeth health too, as calcium and magnesium work in relationship together. So when calcium is in its right place, magnesium can be balanced, or vice versa. When there's adequate magnesium in the body, then calcium can stay in the teeth and the bones, and magnesium can do its job in the cells, and yeah, that's how they work in their relational duo together. And then we have potassium. So potassium is essential for maintaining healthy blood pressure, nerve function in the body, and also muscle contractions. The lymphatic vessels that are all around our body, there are so many of them, they transport potassium to cells and tissues, which helps regulate its levels. Then we move on to sodium. While there is a big conversation about too much sodium potentially being detrimental to health, there is a certain amount in which we require for optimum nerve function and maintaining proper fluid balance in our bodies. Our lymph helps us to distribute the sodium throughout our body whilst assisting in its excretion when the levels are too high, if they get too high. Potassium and sodium are also in relationship together, and they work synergistically to support one another. A well-functioning and fluid-moving lymphatic system is essential for maintaining mineral balance in our bodies. When our lymphatic system is compromised or congested or backed up or not working optimally, it can lead to various manifestations of discomfort and all the way through to health issues. And one of these includes being minerally depleted or imbalanced. There is a difference between being depleted and imbalanced, although the two often are connected within the results that we see in a HTMA. Often we could be depleted of one and therefore imbalanced in another. And sometimes we're imbalanced in both and depleted in both, particularly in these electrolytes, which are relational. And there is an optimum level of which each individual, like calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium, sit at. And then there's also an optimal ratio of these relational minerals and electrolytes in our body. And when they are both balanced in their individual optimal level and also balanced in their relational ratio, they work optimally, functionally, and doing the jobs that they are there to do to support our body to be in its greatest state of ease, vitality, energy, and pertaining to the lymphatic system in the ability to move lymph fluid around the body, for the detox pathways to be open, fluid, for excretion of waste to happen, and to not be backed up, to be compromised in our immune system, to be having challenges with our digestive system. The lymph and the mineral balance can also then have an impact on our ability to excrete waste, create energy. It can impact our thyroid. As you know, our bodies are a fine ecosystem and so deeply interconnected. Often when reading a HTMA, I find it very interesting that particularly the potassium being dysregulated, so that could either look like high due to stress or low due to stress, that there is often challenges with the elimination pathways in the body, whether that be the excretion of bowel movements, the digestive tract being blocked, an inability to excrete waste and let the lymph flow. There can also then be an added pressure on the liver. It can also impact thyroid health and then can have a direct impact on hormones and the body's ability to mobilize estrogens out of the body and be balanced in estrogen and progesterone. So we can see here how vital it is that this nuanced and very delicate balance of electrolytes and minerals are to be in their optimum state in the body to serve many functions, not only the functions that the individual electrolytes and minerals carry out in our body, but also the synergistic ones and the ones that they then have a knock-on effect or impact on. Because as I said, and everything in the body is so deeply connected, and it's this profound ecosystem where when one thing becomes out of balance, it's very common for that to then have a knock-on effect to the next and then the next and then the next. Balancing out these first four minerals, the electrolytes on the HTMA, proved to have such significant impact on many, if not all, of the women that I work with. We then do move on through the journey to more of the hormonal ratios. But often when the calcium, magnesium, sodium, and potassium have found their way into a state of balance, and the body either naturally balances out all the other aches and complaints or manifestations of depletion or dysregulation, or it has a much easier job of doing so, because these foundational minerals are in check. So here are some of the tips in how to support your lymphatic health and ensure adequate mineral balance. So first of all, to support the body, the lymphatic system, it's really crucial to be staying hydrated. Hydration, adequate hydration really supports the lymph. The lymph loves to be hydrated. Drinking enough mineral-rich water supports your lymph to flow smoothly and aids in the distribution of minerals around the body. It also supports that adequate excretion and absorption of those minerals. A nutrient-rich diet or a mineral-rich diet is also something that's vital and deeply supportive for the body and the lymph. And this is a diet that's consuming a balanced mix of food rich in minerals, vitamins, and antioxidants. This supports overall health, which is a bonus, and ensures a steady supply of minerals for the lymphatic system to transport around your body. The lymph loves movement, so regular physical activity, exercise supports lymphatic circulation. And then also helps to prevent lymphatic congestion. The lymph loves activities like walking, swimming, yoga, gentle stretching, rebounding. They are all really excellent choices for the lymph and generally mobilizing and moving the body, and definitely help for supporting circulation too. The lymph also loves lymphatic massage, whether that be self-massage or treating yourself to having a full body lymphatic massage with a therapist. It also enjoys dry body brushing. These techniques can stimulate lymphatic flow and stimulate the lymph nodes in a very particular way, especially if you seek the support of a therapist for a body massage. And all of that promotes detoxification, which then indirectly supports our mineral balance. If we have adequate detoxification pathways open, we are mobilizing and excreting waste and toxins from the body and the cells in the way that's needed. We naturally then can maintain a state of balance for our energy, for our body and all of the different functions that it does, and therefore our mineral balance too. The lymph and minerals share such an intricate relationship together. The more we are able to understand this connection and take on practices that support our lymphatic function, the better able we are to feel revitalized and energized in our bodies. This can support us to feel clear in our mind, have enough energy to get through the day, have adequate amounts of bowel elimination, also to feel light and easeful in our bodies, to not be carrying any cellular waste or toxins that we, have just not managed to be able to release. And throughout that, we feel this sense of well-being and vitality in our body. As always, just a note to remember that the balance of the minerals that we discussed in this episode, the four electrolytes, is very detailed and nuanced. And there are definitely steps you can take for yourself to support that by adding in mineral-rich food, particularly, and ensuring that you are drinking mineralized water. But if you feel for any reason that you maybe have some challenges with your lymphatic system that might go beyond adding in nutrient-dense food, mineral-rich water, and the lymphatic practices that I shared, then it is great to get a HTMA done to really look and see where these four electrolytes and minerals are on your personal chart. You know, the HTMA results are like a thumbprint. They're so unique to us and so individual. Within that, there may just be an opportunity to better understand your own personal levels so that you can ensure that you are, pouring back into your body the amounts of each that are needed to support that kind of really detailed and intricate balance for you and your body. I hope you've enjoyed this journey and this topic on the lymphatic system and minerals. There is so much to discuss on this, and definitely something that has been, truly transformative for myself, particularly in supporting my detox pathways and pathways of elimination in my body. having my own personal HTMA results and seeing that for myself, you know, certain minerals were very low and therefore my body didn't have adequate amount of minerals to perform some of the processes that it needed to be in an optimal state of energy and excretion and elimination. So as a journey of restoring all of that has unfolded for me, I've really noticed a difference in just the way in which my body functions and my energy levels, particularly in relationship to my cycle. You know, at those times in the cycle where you can just feel a little bit heavier and more full of fluid and a little bit swollen, that has definitely shifted for myself. But as I said, it's such a unique and personal journey. So if it is one that you would like to explore, there's a few ways in which you can journey through this with myself. If you're feeling the call for a HTMA test and hair results and reading, we have two options for that, both an individual mentorship and also a two-part RCP remineralization HTMA reading. Or if you're feeling the call to dive deep into resourcing practices, lymphatic massage, lymphatic drainage, lymph movement, tapping, embodiment, castor oil packs to support the lymph, and so much more, then I welcome you to join us in our next round of The Resourced Woman. The Resourced Woman is a 3-week online live immersive experience where we join once a week for 3 weeks as a group of like-minded women traversing the path from depletion into vitality. This round of The Resource Woman will be all about connecting to the pathways of detoxification in the body. As we move into spring, we move energetically in Chinese medicine into the organ of the liver. So this cohort of Resource Woman will be live in May. And we will be exploring the lymph, movement, tapping, detoxification pathways, liver support, embodiment, resourcing. And it will be held with the intention of awakening the body from the slumber of winter into the movement and the heat and the warmth of spring. So if you're feeling the call, then I'll pop the details of that into the show notes of this episode. And if you have any questions or any insights or would like to connect, I'll also pop the link to my Instagram. If you're not already following me there, come over, say hello. If you are, you know, pop me a message if anything has resonated with you. And just finally, a big thank you for your time and for being here with me. And yeah, I hope you have a beautiful day. Thank you for joining me on this journey today. If you loved this musing and sharing, I would love for you to share this episode far and wide. You can arrive into all of my offerings at rebecca-wilson.com. Links to dive deeper with me are in the episode notes. Remember, my love, you are here to be the fullest, most potent, powerful, embodied version of you. I am here to guide you into that. Hey, love, I'm dropping in here to welcome you to join us in our online community membership, The Village. I created this space for women to gather, to return to themselves, to deepen the connection and the relationship with self, whilst held in a community of like-minded women walking the journey and the path of their own awakening.